BMW presents Hypnopolis 2, Utopia in Progress. Episode 2, Trauma.
The assault scout buzzed towards its target, my prisoner, Jason Lynn, but I wasn't about to lose the man who was suddenly my best lead.
Keep going!
We cleared the corner of the stasis block, but the scout kept coming.
Agent Frieden! Do something! I'll go.
Yes, boss?
Send that thing a rejection letter, now!
You got it!
A rejection letter?
Send the rejection letter!
Whoa!
Delivered!
Oh, impressive.
That's right. I may be small, but I pack a punch.
I need to sit down.
You think Zeleny sent that thing, boss?
Uh-huh. Why does he want you dead, Lynn?
Like I said, he doesn't like loose ends.
Over there!
Hurry!
There they are! Get
up! Over there!
Even for a loose end, I call that excessive. If there's anything you want to say before the guards get over here, now's your chance.
Listen.
Go.
You two are with Globehole, right?
That's right.
Then, on further reflection, maybe we can make some kind of deal.
I'll do what I can.
You mean that?
I mean that. Come on, let me help you up.
Thanks.
Ah, damn it!
What's wrong?
We've lost the drone.
Maybe it's out of range.
No, it's been wiped out somehow. Damn!
Then we try again.
There's no time. We have to proceed with the plan.
With Lynn still alive?
I know it's a risk, but the clock is ticking.
Adam, if that little traitor can track us somehow, maybe we should abort. I know what's at stake, but if this is going to work, we'll be safer with him dead. Let me kill him.
You've put yourself on the line for me enough, Angel. Besides, I can't afford to lose you.
Well, what did the warden say?
It's your lucky day, Mr. Lynn. You've been signed over to me.
What does that mean?
It means you're not going back in the freezer yet.
Huh? Then where am I going?
With us. With Lynn temporarily my responsibility, and with Oko keeping a beady eye on him, we took a pod to the LAPD forensic lab, where all his system-busting hacker gear ended up. His stuff had been impounded in an earthquake-proof evidence vault, and the place was such a maze, it took all three of us to find the right locker. Hold on. I think this is the one.
Hmm. Seems okay.
Doesn't look like a lot of gear for a hacker like you.
I get by.
Is this stuff enough to make the Chosen Few want to kill you?
No, not exactly.
So, talk.
Okay, look. I'm one of the reasons that the attack of theirs on the Arctic facility failed 3 years ago.
How so?
Back then, I did some work for a woman called Nadia.
Nadia Corvo?
I didn't ask. It was a coding job, part of a software program.
For what?
I don't know. Only wrote a fragment. Whatever it was a big secret.
Not very curious, were you?
Paid well, and I thought it was for a good cause. I didn't know she was one of the chosen few. When I found out, I sent an anonymous tip to the international justice system.
That's when I came in.
You were there when they caught Zeleny.
Yes. Listen, Jason, you can trust me however far you want, but I know you can help me catch him again.
Okay. The truth is, this isn't exactly all my stuff.
What is this place?
My secret hideout. I ran all my operations from here.
Ugh, charming. It's times like these I'm glad I don't have a nose.
Relax. This is just the front entrance.
It's dark in here. How big is this place?
One second. I'll show you. Joy, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, let's not dwell on that. Put a little light on the situation, would you?
Sure. Your wish is my command. Fiat Lux.
Whoa!
Impressive.
My home away from home. Joy, could you put Agent Frieden and Orko on the...
Oko!
And Oko on the guest list, please.
Got it. Agent Frieden and Oko have been added.
Thanks. That means you're safe from my security measures now.
Appreciated. So, why bring us here?
Because this is where the real magic happens.
I knew you had more equipment stashed.
Well, aren't you the little genius?
Hey!
What are you going to do?
You want to find Zeleny, right?
Yeah.
Well, while I can't track him, there's a chance I can pinpoint his friend Nadia for you.
How?
Wait and see.
As Jason entered his password, I found myself looking away. Stupid of me, but this guy was starting to trust me, and I wanted to feel like I deserved it. Oko didn't look away, of course. Later, he told me the password, which, for a professional hacker, was surprisingly simple. Ouroboros.
May I have your attention, please? We shall be coming to landing in 10 minutes, Governor Banks.
Thank you. I'll be ready.
Yes, ma'am.
This attack in California. I understand a convict was targeted and that a Glowpaw agent was involved.
What would you like to do, ma'am?
Well, I certainly dislike hearing these things on the grapevine. Pangaea should have been notified immediately by the agent section director.
Yes, of course.
Let's nip this problem in the bud, shall we? Get me the president on the line.
Right away, ma'am. Which one?
The head of Glowpaw. Naturally.
Well, don't keep us in suspense. What is it you're up to, exactly?
Okay, well, although I took this Nadia Corvo's money, I wasn't dumb enough to trust her. So, I introduced a homing program into one of her personal devices.
Smart. And a little creepy.
It was business. I knew she was an agitator. I didn't know she was a terrorist.
How do you know she hasn't switched devices on you? It's been 3 years already.
This one's a little more permanent than some.
What is it?
A prosthetic arm.
You bugged her arm? Oh, that's far less creepy of you.
Tell me something, Agent Frieden. How do you put up with that little robo-buddy of yours, day in, day out?
Robo-buddy?
Oko's personality has been specifically tailored to complement mine on a deep psychological level. Basically, he drives me nuts, but it gets the best out of me.
Then that, Agent Frieden, is a terrifying glimpse into your psyche.
Call me Glyph.
How about I call you Frieden? Let's not make the mistake of thinking we're friends.
Okay, if that's how you want to play it, fine. But remember, right now, we're on the same side.
Present identification, please.
I am Cassandra Banks.
Voice and biodata confirmed. Welcome, Governor Banks.
Thank you.
It's incredible, Angel. You look just like her.
Uncanny,
isn't it? I call that a 100% successful test.
The perfect holographic disguise, my love. Down to the last chromosome. And most fitting, the means of our deliverance will have a beautiful irony to it. I prefer you as you, though. Ready to change the world, Angel?
I'm ready, Adam.
Then let's go. We have a plane to catch.
Come on.
Anything?
Nah, not yet.
After all that buildup, some help you are.
I'm working on it. Let me try something else. Wait, I think that's her.
Where is she?
Moving fast. Oh, she must be on a plane or something. Joy, can you see if this trajectory is a chartered flight?
Certainly, Jay. That flight path suggests it's a scheduled Arcadia air flight to Solar City, Morocco.
Solar City? There's a big Pangaea research hub there.
Then I'll bet you anything that's Zeleny's next target.
Contact Walter Oko now.
Already on it.
Lynn, I'll need you to ask Joy to book us a flight.
Mm-hmm. What about me?
Well, for you too, you're coming with us.
What? No way. I can't go to Morocco.
Why not?
In case you had forgotten, I'm a convicted felon. I can't get on a plane with you, even if you are with Glowpole.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
I'll have to deputize you first.
What?
What?
Oko, tell Walter I'm using Glowpole privileges to make Jason Lynn my deputy.
If you say so. But I'll be amazed if the system agrees.
You can't do this. Can you?
I think we just did.
Jason Lynn, welcome to Glowpole Police.
Oh, you have got to be kidding.
Cheer up. It's not so bad. We're going to Solar City!